Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Okay, Sam, let's start today's Youth English, alright?
Okay.
And part one, which is...
Okay, everyone. Let's get ready to spice up our English with, of course...
English idiom.
Yes.
And now is the review time for the idiom we covered yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was oldest trick in the book.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 oldest trick in the book. 翻译成中文的是什么意思呢？那些老掉牙的骗人的把戏。
Yep.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is quite a bit shorter. Today's idiom is on a mission. On a mission. Mission is M-I-S-S-I-O-N. On a mission.
那么今天的 idiom 非常的简单，有两个单词构成，前面呢是一个介词 on， 后面呢跟一个名词 mission。 这个词 mission 呢翻译成中文呢是任务的意思， on the mission， 在一个任务上面。 Sounds a little bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the literal translations
okay,
can be quite strange.
Right, 那么大家直译成中文的话呢， on the mission 听起来有些别扭， right?
Right.
那么究竟 on the mission 什么意思？如何使用这个 on the mission? So let's do a little demonstration.
Hey Peter, I just saw James. He rushed past me. I tried to get his attention because I had a question for him, but it seemed like he was really on a mission and like I didn't even exist. Do you know what's going on?
So you know what? James is kind of in a hurry.Because he's supposed to finish his report by the end of today. And the boss will have a board meeting tomorrow. So it's kind of urgent.
Oh, I see.
So Jim needs to focus on this report.
Okay, so James really was on a mission for the boss, right?
You're right.
Okay, well, that explains why he completely did ignore me. I thought maybe he was angry with me.
Okay, don't worry, Sam. James is okay, and he's not angry with you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, thanks for making it clear, Peter.
Okay. 那么刚才的对话呢，我们提到了这个词组呢 ,on the mission, 它的情景是什么呢？今天早上呢 ,Sam 看到 James 跟他走过来，然后 Sam 跟他打招呼，但是呢 ,James 呢压根就没有理睬 Sam。那么 Sam 呢跟我说 ,James 今天怎么了，就感觉呢今天怪怪的，说为什么说不理我。同时呢他用到了一个词呢 ,on the mission, 表示呢说今天 James 他呢好像非常关注一件事情。但是呢 ,Sam 不知道究竟发生了什么事情，我跟 Sam 解释到 ,James 呢今天有一项非常重要的任务，他需要呢把老板明天要用的这个 report 一定要写完，因为呢明天的会议呢是非常重要的，为什么呢？是一个董事会 a board meeting， 如果说这个报告写不完的话呢，那么 James will be in big trouble， 所以说今天 James 整个的这个关注度，他的整个的精力完全投入在了这个什么 report 上面，所以他看起来呢 on the mission， 表示说今天非常非常的关注或者说投入这件事情上。Okay, so that's it for today's idiom discussion.
Okay.
And now let's move on to part two, which is...
Okay, part two is, of course, hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, I'm aware there are some differences between comfort food and stress relief food.
Right, we talked about that yesterday. Comfort food, well, it's not a good habit to get into, but it seems like stress relief food has some good benefits for us.
Right, so now I'm very interested in stress relief food. Could you give us some, you know, details or some examples? What kind of food are called stress relief food?
It would be my pleasure.
那么今天呢我们将仔细的去讨论一下究竟哪些食物属于什么 stress relief food. 那么昨天我们讲到了这种减压食品对我们的好处，那么说 comfort food 对我们的身体可能带来了一定的坏处，那么今天我们要弄清楚究竟哪类食物属于呢 stress relief food. Okay, so before we go to the details, and now let's check vocab first.
Okay.Today's first word for hit the books is leafy. Leafy. L-E-A-F-Y. Leafy.
那么今天的第一个词呢是个形容词 leafy. 那么它的名词呢是 leaf. 翻译成中文呢是叶子或树叶的意思。那么如果说一个东西是 leafy, 表示说 它是多义儿的。
Yeah, right. Next is the word underutilized. 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 Underutilized.
那么今天的第二个词呢，可以分成两部分。前面的是 under， 在什么什么下面，或者是一个东西在什么什么之下。第二部分呢是 utilize， 翻译成中文呢是使用。Underutilize 表示说没有充分使用的一个什么什么东西。
Okay, next is the word deplete. Deplete. D-E-P-L-E-T-E. Deplete.
下一个单词 deplete， 翻译成中文呢是耗尽、用尽的意思。比如说我们的自然的资源可以被什么 depleted. For example, natural resources will be depleted.
Right.
Right.
Now with this word, we could also use the word use,、mm-hmm. but we have to also add the word up to、
right.
it. So use up or deplete something has the same meaning.
表示耗尽呢还有其他的方式来表达，比如说 use 这个词，但是呢这个 use 这个词一个还不够，需要加一个副词 up.Used up， 它的意思呢跟 deplete 是同样的一个意思。Deplete, use up.
Okay, next is the word antioxidant. Antioxidant. A-N-T-I-O-X-I-D-A-N-T. Antioxidant.
下一个单词翻译成中文的是抗氧化的意思，或抗氧化的这些物质。那么这个东西呢是我们每一个人特别希望得到的一种东西，因为呢我们身体如果说充满了 antioxidant， 那么意味着什么呢？我们能够 slow down our aging process.
Ooh.
Or we'll be remain young forever.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So I know some things that are, we could say, either high or low in antioxidants.
Right.
I know something that's high in antioxidants is something that is regularly consumed in China.
Right. For example, chocolate.
Well, chocolate is not as consumed as highly in China as other countries, but I was thinking of green tea.
All right, green tea, right. Okay.
Yes, it's very high in antioxidants.
Sam 问了我一个问题，说在中国我们每天经常喝的一种东西，它里面的抗氧化剂的含量是特别的高。我刚才想到的可能是比如说巧克力，但是这个答案呢显然是错误的，因为是我们每天喝的东西，所以呢这个巧克力肯定是不对的。那么 Sam 给我们的答案是什么呢？茶，特别是什么 green tea 绿茶、
yeah.
它里面的抗氧化剂的含量是特别的高。
OK, today's next word is spinach. Spinach. S-P-I-N-A-C-H. Spinach.
下一个单词 spinach， 它的中文意思是菠菜，那是我们平时呢经常看到的一种常见的vegetable.
And you know, we had a TV show in the U.S., kind of an old cartoon.
Right.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Right.
He would eat his spinach and then he would get very, very strong.
Right. So spinach empowered a guy, right? 我们用到我们昨天讲到的单词的 empower, 给某人以能量。那么说呢，我们看到一个动画片叫什么？大力水手。他吃完菠菜之后呢，他整个的肌肉整个的身体是无比的强壮。
Right.
Okay. He can flex his muscle, right?
But when I eat spinach, for some reason it doesn't do that to me. Okay, next is the word critical. Critical. C-R-I-T-I-C-A-L. Critical.
下一个单词 critical 是关键的，非常非常重要的一件事情 critical.
Right, so we could say the situation or the circumstances are critical.
Right, also we can say a person or patient is in a critical condition.
Right, and that's of course never good.
Right, that maybe the guy is dying.
Okay, next is the word lavender. Lavender. L-A-V-E-N-D-E-R. Lavender.
下一个单词呢是我们每天特别熟悉的一种香味哈，我们有的时候我们的香皂啊或我们的洗衣粉里面有通常有这种 lavender 这种味道、
yeah.
闻起来特别特别的舒服。那么什么意思呢？是薰衣草、mm-hmm. lavender flavor, lavender kind of a detergent, right?
Right. Okay, next is and also our last word,
right,
is the word formulation. Formulation. F-O-R-M-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. Formulation.
那么今天最后一个词呢 formulation 翻译成中文是配方的意思。 Okay, so let's go to the examples or some details of the great stress relief food.
Okay, something we've all kind of been waiting for, right?
Right.
What can really help us?
Great, please.
Okay, first, let's talk about green leafy vegetables. In my opinion, these are a star and are highly underutilized in everyday nutrition.They are a rich source of minerals, including iron, calcium, potassium, and magnesium, and vitamins, including vitamins K, C, E, and many B vitamins, many of which get severely depleted in the body during times of stress. They are also high in phytonutrients and antioxidants, like beta-carotene.Which prevents disease, including cancer. Grab some spinach, kale, or collards and feel the waves of stress disappearing. Next is foods rich in B vitamins. B vitamins are critical in times of stress. They are important for nerve and brain health, immune system function, cell growth and repair. You can consider taking a B complex vitamin,Or start eating more whole fruits, vegetables, and high-quality proteins like lentils, chickpeas, and quinoa. Lastly, calming herbs. Chamomile, sage, and lavender top my list in this category. Consider making a tea, cooking with them, or purchasing the herb in an essential oil formulation, and massage a drop of the oil into your temples.neck and shoulders.
那么首先我们看看哪些食物属于我们叫什么减压的食物，它给我们分了三大类。那么第一类呢叫 green leafy vegetable， 是翻译成中文什么意思呢？那些绿叶菜。首先这个 green 绿色，然后 leafy 那么有叶的这些菜 leafy vegetable。
So I know when I go to hot pot there's quite a few different kinds of greenleafy vegetables.
Right. 文中为什么一开始呢就推荐绿叶菜，因为呢在我们平时的生活当中呢它们往往呢被忽略或者呢使用的不够。文中提到的词是什么呢 ?underutilized. 没有充分的来使用绿叶菜的作用。
Right. So this is kind of something that gets neglected.
Right.
Right.
It just thinks it's just a vegetable, right?
Yeah. So I think we eat a lot of like meats and when it comes to vegetables,Maybe we have like a cucumber, tomato,
right.
things like that, but not enough green leafy vegetables.
Right, 我们往往会认为呢，这个绿叶菜呢，里面仅仅含有一些水分，一些植物的纤维。但是呢，我们通过科学的调研，通过科学的研究，我们发现呢，它们富含很多有用的物质，比如说提到的是 rich source of minerals.这些矿物质的含量是特别的丰富，因为文中提到的是 rich source， 特别丰富的一个来源。看看究竟有哪些 mineral 矿物质？首先是什么呢 ？iron 铁。第二个呢是 calcium 钙。然后第三个是 potassium 是钾。最后一个呢是 magnesium 是我们说提到了这个镁。我们刚才讲到了这几个微量元素呢，相当于我们做一个 a kind of a chemistry class review， 大家学到了那些化学的这个元素表呢，我们进行了一个简单的一个复习。Kind of a difficult, right?
Yeah, difficult, but because they're included in our diet, something we see, well, more commonly than maybe some of the other elements.In science class.
Right, 那我们简单再过一下。首先铁怎么说 ?Iron, right?
Iron, yes.
Right, iron. 然后呢我们提到了说这个钙 ,calcium.
Yes.
Okay. 然后呢我们说这个钾怎么说
?Potassium.
Okay, potassium. 最后一个我们说这个镁怎么说
?Magnesium.
同时呢我们说这个绿叶菜里面还有大量的维生素。那么这维生素我刚才一看呢误以为是什么 ?KFC, right?KCE, right? Is that KFC, 呢Okay, it's not KFC.
I'm pretty sure there's no F vitamin.
Really? Well, sounds kind of unusual, right?
Yeah.
我们都知道呢，这个维生素呢，它往往有这 A 和 B 啊 ，C 和 D， 但是说 vitamin K,
yeah.
Well, it's kind of unusual, right?
Yeah, right.
所以呢我们知道这个维生素 K 我们生活当中或我们日常呢很少见到这个 K 维生素，所以说今天也对我们来讲也是第一次遇到 vitamin K。
Yeah, so it has K, C, E and many B,
B
vitamins.
Vitamin, right.
So in this article we find out that actually B vitamins are quite essential,
right,
when it comes to our dietBecause when we talk about stress relief, these are especially important.
Right.
Because when we're stressed, our body becomes very depleted of the B.
今天呢给大家透露一个非常重要的健康的知识是什么呢？当我们的身体觉得非常抑郁的时候呢，同时呢它有一种 emotional, 一种情绪的一个作用或者情绪的一个表现，但是呢它也是一种我们身体内部的一种什么呢，一种表现。因为呢当我们觉得抑郁的时候呢，同时呢也是我们身体里面的维生素缺失的一种状况。是由于这个维生素的缺失导致了我们的抑郁呢，还是由于抑郁导致了我们维生素的缺失？那么这个问题呢我们现在没法给大家一个准确的答案。They leave to the scientists, they can work it out.
Okay, now there's another kind of interesting and even more complicated thing in green leafy vegetables, which are something called phytonutrients.
绿叶菜另外的一个好处是什么呢？它们同时还富含植物营养。英文怎么说呢？叫 phytonutrient, 植物营养。因为这个 phyto,它的意思是什么？植物的意思 ,plant.
Yes, right. Okay, and then we talked about something in our, well, study of the new words, which was antioxidant.
第二个是什么呢？我们说的抗氧化剂。
Okay, so I said that green tea is high in oxidants, but also green leafy vegetables.
Right.
Okay, so these green leafy vegetables, they are full of, we mentioned, minerals, vitamins, phytonutrients, antioxidants,And so all of these things help prevent disease, including cancer.
那么总结一下，我们说这个绿叶菜里面富含的这些维生素啊，这些矿物质呢，以及这些抗氧化素等等这些物质呢，它的作用呢，能够有效的防止我们什么呢？发生一些疾病。比如说提到了一个致命的疾病是什么呢 ？Cancer.
Okay, so some examples of green leafy vegetables are number one.Spinach. Number two, kale. Or number three, collard.
Right. 那么说我们生活当中应该常吃的一些绿叶菜是什么呢？文中给的例子是什么？第一个 spinach, 我们说的什么？菠菜。第二个呢是什么？ kale, 甘蓝菜。大家如果说能够适当的每天食用一些这个绿叶菜的话呢，我们说可能会出现的这种抑郁呢会非常快的就消失的。
Okay, so the next example of a great stress relief food isfoods that are rich in B vitamins.
Right. So vitamin B is kind of singled out as a very important vitamin, right?
Yes. It's critical when in times of stress, because we mentioned in the last food, the green leafy vegetables, when we're stressed, our B vitamins are especially depleted.
第二段呢，它单独呢把 vitamin B, 维生素 B 呢提了出来，因为为什么呢？因为它是非常的 critical, 非常的关键。对于什么事情关键呢？至于我们的这种什么抑郁啊，我们这种压力。那么为什么呢？首先呢，这个维生素 B 呢，对于我们的神经系统，对我们的大脑的健康是非常的关键。它除了对我们的大脑和神经起到作用之外呢，同时对我们的免疫系统，对我们的细胞的生长和修复都有着非常非常重要的作用。
Okay, so where can we get vitamin B sources? Well, we can take maybe a vitamin B complex vitamin. Vitamins that are B complex, what they include are the different kinds of B vitamins. We know there's likeVitamin B12, vitamin B, and then like some other number. So the complex will include all of those B vitamins.
Is it like artificial pills, right?
Yeah, well, I guess all the vitamins are in there somehow. I'm
right.
not sure where or what sources they come from.
获取维生素 B 的其中的一个途径呢，可能会服用一些维生素的一些营养品。
Okay, or we can eat more natural things like whole fruits, vegetables,And then there's other high quality protein foods like, lentils, chickpeas and quinoa.
那么说我们特别推荐或者说特别提倡的一种获得维生素 B 的方式是什么呢？通过我们的自然界当中富含维生素 B 的那些食物有哪些呢？比如说提到了 fruit 水果 vegetable 蔬菜，同时提到了这些高蛋白的一些蔬菜，比如说提到了扁豆、鹰嘴豆，以及呢最后提到了印第安麦。
I'm not sure how readily available some of these products are in China.
Right, maybe I can buy it just in the state, right?
If you go to a special kind of supermarket, then you could probably find it. Okay, the last thing that we mentioned that is good for relieving our stress is calming herbs. So some of the herbs that are included are chamomile,Sage and lavender.
文中提到了最后的一种方式是什么呢 ?Calming herbs, 能够帮助我们身体能够放松，能够觉得非常轻松的那种什么草本的那些植物。究竟有哪些草本植物呢？文中提到了比如说像柑橘，像鼠尾草，以及呢薰衣草。这些植物呢对我们的身体呢都能起到减压的作用。
So the different way we can get these herbs, first it mentions maybe having like a tea.
Right.
So I know there's a tea called Sleepy Time, and that is rich in chamomile. So if you drink that tea, not only does it calm you, but it can help you go to sleep.
Right. 那么说文中提到了说我们可以喝一些这些什么呢草本的植物，比如说提到了这种tea 这种茶叫 sleepy time， 它的作用是特别特别的明显，你喝完之后呢特别想睡觉，那么这对于我们减缓压力呢是特别有效的。
The other method we could do is maybe include some of these herbs in our cooking.
Right, okay, also we can cook some food and put some herb in it, right?
Yeah, actually I knew a friend that he's from the UK, he liked to make fries or, well,If they're in the UK, maybe say chips, right?
Right.
And he liked to include a little bit of sage with those. And it gave it a great flavor.
Right. It's kind of an unusual taste, right?
A little bit. But actually, it's quite a natural, not too strong of a flavor.
那么今天我们学到了几种减压的食品。第一个呢是绿叶菜。第二个呢是富含维生素 B 的这些食物。最后呢是这种草本的植物。So there are three types of...Stress relief food.
Now, the last method we can use is it mentions you can buy an oil that has these ingredients or herbs in there, and we want to rub that areas of our face. So, for example, it mentions the temples
right, by our eyes, right?
Yes. And then maybe the neck and then the shoulder.
Right. So it works also in combination with the fruit, some meals, so will work beautifully.
Yes. So while you're enjoying that delicious fruit, you can be rubbing the oil
right.
on your temples, neck, and shoulders, and wow, I think you should be in stress relief heaven.
Right. All right. So, time is up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。House of cards, and now the night.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
It's you.